News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. There were more protests last night and early this morning in Ferguson, Missouri. Police say they arrested 47 people, mostly for refusing to disperse. But no one was shot and no tear gas was lobbed. Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson says the tone of the demonstrations was different.
What made the difference, you may ask? Tonight, the elders in this community, volunteers, activists, and the clergy came out in large numbers. They walked, they talked with people. They urged order, calm, and peace. That had a common influence on the younger people.
But one confrontation occurred when a demonstrator threw a bottle at officers. Police moved in and ordered all protesters to disperse. Meanwhile, Attorney General Eric Holder is traveling to Ferguson today. He'll speak to FBI agents who are conducting a separate, parallel investigation into the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
The nation's first black attorney general says healing can't begin when looters and criminals are causing havoc in the community. Writing in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Eric Holder urges people to condemn the actions of a small minority of vandals. He wants to focus on a broader conversation about racial disparities in the justice system. Holder says he'll work with law enforcement and civic leaders to help foster trust between police and people in Ferguson. The investigation into the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by a white police officer will take time, Holder says, and until then he's calling for calm. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Israel and Palestinian militants continued to launch rockets and airstrikes at each other. This follows yesterday's collapse of a truce between them. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Gaza at least 11 Palestinians have now been killed, including 5 children.
As the morning sun rose over the Gaza Strip, its people began to assess the damage of a turbulent night punctuated by missile strikes. Palestinian sources say Israel targeted Mohamed Deif, a top militant leader long on Israel's most wanted list. His wife and child were said to be killed, though Hamas's military wing tweeted that Deif himself is alive and healthy. Israel says it's striking what it calls terror targets after rocket fire from Gaza yesterday violated a temporary ceasefire. As the war resumes, Israel says Hamas and others have fired at least 60 rockets into Israel. Israel's withdrawn its delegation from indirect talks in Cairo that Egypt was mediating to try to end this war. It's far from clear whether those negotiations can be revived. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Gaza City.
U.S. officials are trying to verify the authenticity of a video that purportedly shows the violent killing of an American journalist. Islamic State militants recorded the apparent beheading of photojournalist James Foley. The militants warned the slaying is in revenge for U.S. airstrikes. You're listening to NPR. Thousands of protesters in Pakistan have cut through barriers around the Pakistani parliament and other government buildings in Islamabad. They're demanding that Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif resign. Opposition leaders claim he stole national elections. Sharif has agreed to create a commission to investigate these charges. A Florida judge today will hear arguments for and against new maps proposed for 7 congressional districts in the state. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami. The judge must decide whether the new maps comply with Florida law, and if they do, when to hold elections.
Judge Lewis Terry threw out maps for 2 congressional districts and asked Florida's legislature to submit new ones. Republican leaders in Florida's House and Senate redrew maps for the 2 districts and 5 others affected by the new boundary lines. The League of Women Voters and other plaintiffs say the new maps make only minimal changes and are asking the judge to reject them as well. They want the judge to use their maps or others that comply with state law requiring that districts be drawn without regard to incumbents or political parties. In addition to the maps, Judge Terry has another thorny question: when to hold elections in the contested districts. Republicans say it's too late to use new maps in the upcoming election. The voter groups say the new maps should be put in place immediately and that the judge should order special elections. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
This season of the New York Metropolitan Opera is expected to go ahead as usual. Negotiators for the Met and the Union for the Stagehands reached agreement early today. It's the last big union to settle with the opera on a contract following negotiations with the orchestra and singers. There are still 8 smaller unions that must finish negotiations with the opera company today. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.